Mark Zuckerberg, I don't like him. I don't like his competition either. The Roer twins, the Winklevosses. I don't give a fuck about either of those guys. Or sorry, any three of them. Look, I know a little bit about the politics of like being a quote unquote Jewish male in America. You know, I rode on crew in high school. It was Oakland Strokes, and it wasn't always fun. You know, being clowned on. You know, police. I don't think firemen should make money. Firemen, I think over 85% of the fires that have started in the United States were like literally intentionally set by firemen. I don't think firemen are heroes. Like, it's pretty hard to start like a fire in a house. You gotta like dump gasoline around. I don't even know. Like, did you hear about that like ghost ship fire in Oakland? Like in the court of like Jimmy James Cramer Kangaroo? Like there's like 50 people got burned alive in a warehouse in Oakland. I got my suspicions that like somebody fucking arsoned the place, like the police department, or somebody might have had motive. I don't know. It's probably dangerous to be in a like crowded warehouse, like partying and but you know, if you're like smoking cannabis in like a warehouse, like you're not gonna set a fire. Get fucking real. There's nothing criminal or dangerous about smoking cannabis versus drinking. If you're drinking, hell yeah. You'll fall asleep and burn yourself with a cigarette. A cigarette's also nasty. You're not going to get a burn on your arm from a joint, right? More enforcement of tobacco and cancer. So, and it's the law. It's the law. And that's the United States. It's brutal politics, you know? There, you know, everything's nasty. All these consumers, not everything, but most of them. You can't get like one good thing. Probably like literally like millions or even hundreds of millions of nasty inferior products spun out on the consumer marketplace due to cannabis and hemp prohibition. Medicine too. Big field. Do you think you need an artificial intelligence like breast cancer fucking check technology? If like cigarettes and poisons aren't the like status quo in society, well, half that shit's knocked out of the game, buddy. You don't need sophisticated medical technology. You know you do. It's probably all good and it has its uses, but no, it's killing people. It's bloody murder. It's blood money. The cannabis and hemp's prohibition. And the Bar Association, these clowns support it. Every last one of them. These geeks. Maybe not every last one of them, but most of them, they're all criminals. You're not allowed to put fake consumer testimonials on your website. You cannot say New York Times says I'm credible without citing a specific client who has paid for your services and lends you their credibility that you can use in marketing promotions. Literally, over 90% of the Bar Association is now targeted for arrest and seizure of assets on fraud. The bar is an illegal monopoly. I have over 10 superior Supreme Court cases and other precedent. It's a real legal term, precedent, that you do not need a license to practice law because law is a business. And that's that. And anybody trying to say otherwise should, you know, I said before, I think they should be shot, but actually I think they should be arrested. They should not be shot. They should be arrested and given a fair trial. And with the court, you know, do our best to uphold the law because America sucks in a whole hell of a lot of ways. But, you know, some of the ideas might have been pretty good, even if they were like idealistic, exotic, idealistic, but not realistic, whatever. You know, this stuff can it's progressive. There's got to be like at least some law enforcement professionals that are like understand that. It's not black and white, and you know, it's the good and the bad and the ugly. Speaking of Clint Eastwood, I don't know. I watched a few of his movies, and you know, he can probably shoot something pretty well, but like, that whole sniper, like, propaganda piece, I'm not so sure about. I really don't know. I wasn't there, but like, I don't know. Something was just a little off about that. I'm more like, Apocalypse Now was okay. What else? I don't like to flatter people. I fucking hate flatterers. But like Oliver Stone movies, you know, a little more realism. What was that movie? Well, no, I won't bring that one up. You won't like that if I bring up one of his movies. Let me see. It's not necessarily police that I'm after. I don't know. I'm neutral. I'm a capitalist. In a K-9, in America with a K. And police officers aren't all pigs. There's some canines among them. You know, it's a mix. I'm part pig, too, actually. I have to admit, I'm part pig. I am a pig. I'm a capitalist pig. And I've eaten pig. I don't keep kosher. And you saw, so I'm part pig, too. I have to come clean. There may be a little pig in me. Maybe even Irish pig. I'm part Irish, but it doesn't matter in America. You know, like, it's just like heavy race and economics and that sort of stuff. Hold on one second. Miss Harris, my high school teacher, she's like fucking obese. And she had like this giant frizzy hair. And she's like, she would talk about her trips to like Nahaka and Russia for like communist indoctrination. Right? And like with like the big like vat of like Vagisil and like, you know, on like the overnight trips and like, you pig dog. You know, she saw I was a pig. She knew young I was a pig dog. She looked at me in the history classroom and she was like, that guy's not getting A's, like swallowing my Russian propaganda, like hook, line, and sinker. He's a pig dog. He's a pig dog capitalist. Damn straight, biatch. Hedroy School. Maybe some in law enforcement have heard of it. It's a pretty reputable school in Oakland. And yeah, I learned literacy. It wasn't the best school. I wasn't a great student. But I did well in economics. I understand. They do teach good math there. And math is kind of important. 2 + 2 = 5. I could fill out those like math like timesheets in like fourth grade. It wasn't an issue. Like, you know, 95%. You know, I could do like quick multiplication and stuff like that. I was good at that stuff. But like pro communist stuff. Yeah, I will give one teacher a credit, a whole hell of a lot of credit. Her name was Miss Metz. She was the art history teacher in my high school at Ed Royce in Oakland. And I can't remember if it was junior or senior year, but she made us do an essay on like comparative architecture. And this thing was like the hardest thing I've ever... How the hell do you write like a 4-page written essay on comparative architecture? Like in high school. I had no clue. Like, it was a brain bender. But she was like, she had authority, okay? Like, you could not like doze off for like 10 seconds. Cause I slept in class all the time. Like, I wasn't into this stuff. But, you know, if she caught you snoozing, like, you know, she would hit smack you with that ruler. And so I did it. I worked my ass off and did it. I don't remember what grade I got. It wasn't bad, but like, doing like comparative architecture, it's serious stuff when it comes down to like urban planning. Like doing like market value comparisons, you know, like Google smart cities. Hell yeah, I'm after those motherfuckers at Google. By the way, if you use Gmail and you're in like law enforcement or any other profession, you're just a whole new level of dupe. You know, I was having like communications with people and like the National Vanguard, white nationalist movement. Cause I'm open-minded. I wanted to read about Hitler, but like the dude had a Gmail account and I was like, dude, really? You claim to rag on like Jewish people and all the evil they do. And you let your email communications be spied on by a company run by Jews? I'm sorry. I'm trying to be nice, but that guy's a dipshit. White Will 88. Anyway, at gmail.com. Yeah, I'm not going to email him again. Let me see here. And they also censor stuff. They don't want to give African Americans like credit for inventions. You know, everything has to be invented by whites. You know. Most organizations in America won't invest in anything unless it's like Anglo invented or Anglo controlled, like totally. At least that's the impression I get. I'm you know, there may have been like one or two other people, like from some like quote unquote minority background, trying to take advantage of like those sort of incentives, and just found it was like a dead end. Like, we want to hear from you. Send us your proposals. We want to support minorities in technology. And it's just like a ghost on the other side. Like, this one's good. How can we murder him and like seize it for ourselves? Christopher Columbus, crypto Jew. I think so. He had to get his money from the Spaniards, who like hated his guts, but they're like, this guy knew his shit. Let's send him out to like get some gold for us. You know, mixed feelings on the Spanish, whatever. I'm a big fan of Mexican food. If I had to eat one thing for the rest of my life, it would probably be, I would eat cannabis. If I do, you can eat this stuff, but like, yeah, Mexican food is up there. It's good stuff. What was I going to say? Yeah, Christopher Columbus, crypto Jew. You know, he committed the unforgivable sin of giving Jesus a chance, or at least pretending to, for historical reasons, to do something other than, you know, be one of these dead end geeks, like, you know, following every word of rabbis. They may have said like a few smart things, definitely one or two or three or maybe even 100 intelligent things, but picking those gems out of that pile of horse shit, I don't know if most people have time for it in like 10 lifetimes, let alone one. Sails made out of cannabis, or sorry, sails made out of hemp, ropes made out of hemp, crossing the Atlantic in ships using hemp. I'm pretty damn sure that's how it went down. Despite what search results you'll find in Google about it. Yeah, I did. Okay, I'm gonna give a little bit of market intel here. I did like read some like rabbinical drivel in Israel, you know, because I tried to educate myself. I would like sit up at night with a little candle pretending I was like a student. And I was a student. I tried to study him. But one guy said, man, cannabis is a great industry to be in. It was like just one line from one book out of like, you know, all those volumes and volumes. And I was like, yeah, I'm with that. It might be worth more than the entire technology industry combined. Right? I mean, think about it. How many projected trees are going to get cut down in the future over making hemp illegal to give unjust preference to an inferior all-around material for making things? How many trillions of trees, how many people wrongfully or even rightfully incarcerated because it's the law, whatever, however you want to interpret it, how many environments destroyed, how many wars launched? Maybe you like war. I don't know. I don't like war. I mean, whatever. I've read stories, guys who went to like Iraq war and they just, you know, they were like heavy dudes in the Navy SEALs. Like one guy, I can't remember his name, but he was like he went to like Iraq, like what was it? Operation Desert Storm. And he came back and he shot himself in the head, you know, cause they were like trying to give him like counseling and shit. And he was like, no, you don't get it. And you know, that was it. So those dudes, like suicide, you know, whatever. I'm not sure it's unforgivable. I wouldn't want to do it, but you know, whatever. I'm not so sure about it being unforgivable. It might just be like a circumstantial type thing. Let me see here. You know, because suicide's not going to be possible in the future because the bullets are going to be obsolete, right? Like when you're living in a communist hellhole and you can't even like find a bullet to shoot yourself, well, you're going to be happier and it's going to be a better society. Yeah, right. Obsoleting the bullet from Axon. Precisely how are you going to shoot someone at like 35 feet, let alone like 50 meters, like a sniper rifle with those fucking like copper wires attached to like whatever, 500 volts. I mean, I'm not a like certified like engineer. I don't have like a fucking like, what is it? like a PhD in engineering from like Harvard or even MIT, but like, I don't know that. I don't know how that works. You know, bullets might have some uses. I don't even want a monopoly on the market, honestly. I don't want to incur like liability. I don't want like lawyers coming after me, like antitrust suits, like the UFC. Keep your bullets. You know, I fired a gun. I like the smell of gunpowder. You know, gunpowder smells good. Don't let anyone tell you different. You know, it reminds me of another smell I don't mind having on my fingers, but I won't go into that. Let me see here. What was I going to say? But yeah, pneumatics can also have a place in the armory. You know, this is a pro-constitutional, option for law enforcement that want to trim up budgets and do their job more efficiently and you know, and not have to carry around like hot, locked and loaded Glocks. You can if you want, whatever, you know, it's a free country or whatever, sort of is. What was I going to say? Even shotguns, you can even have pneumatic shotguns, like fucking like, you know, like pump somebody with like fucking, like ball bearings with a pneumatic, I'm pretty damn sure it's possible. Anything's possible. There are new things under the sun. I'm not sure that's the best adage to abide by. King Solomon, he might have said one or two intelligent things, like learning from everybody and having like different advisors. But today you don't need a, I mean, today if you try to find advisors, they'll like try to like figure out how to fuck you, you know? So I have the internet. That's my advisor. I find my advisors online after when they've like typed something up, but like, you know, yeah, there's no guidance in this field because it's charting new ground. This is like real pioneering stuff. Even if I'm not on a ship, like coming to America, like, man, crossing an ocean, I don't think I could do that stuff. I got to give those Vikings like credit, you know, like putting together boats and like rowing across oceans and like freezing things in like Alaska and the Bering Sea. Like, man, that's some manly shit. Like, you know, like, it sounds nice in a way, you know, like getting some exercise and being out in nature and not being like modern American, like sedentary life. But this is still, it's still like, you know, pioneering, you know, there's still things to pioneer in the world, even if it's on your computer in a way. And that's reality because we're that interconnected. I want to be a Viking, sign me up. No, I don't want to be. I do, but I don't. I like some of Viking culture. It's not the worst. Like those dudes, like could probably scrap pretty well. Like I've seen this thing in Germany. They're still like trying to keep sword fighting alive, and those guys will like, you know, get big scars like cutting each other in duels. I don't know if it's the best idea, but legalized mutual combat. I think it's a great concept. Like fuck the UFC. Things got to evolve. Fuck the UFC and Ari Gold. I don't give a fuck about that guy. And he doesn't give a fuck about me or the fighters. You know, that's just how it is. But they can keep it too if they can keep afloat after negative PR from like setting up a war machine, you know. Oh, he gave that nice female like one black eye. We got to give him like life in prison, you know. I got a feeling there was like more to that story than meets the eye, than meets the black eyes and the, you know, the media kangaroos. But what do I know? I've never fought. You know, I thought I wanted to get into the UFC. I wanted to like, you know, show my mettle. But for those kind of salaries, like killing your body, I want to stand for the fighters, even if I'm not like in the best shape and they can't look up to me as like a fucking like yoked dude to like, you know, look, I want to be on the side of fighters because, like, I want to support, like, men's rights, you know? Like, make a little money. It is good entertainment. It's better entertainment than anything. And so can legalized mutual combat be, you know? We can film it on those, like, high-speed cameras. Just like Axon has all those cameras, we can have, like, 60 different camera angles. Like, this stuff's good. It'll have an audience. And it doesn't have to be to the death. Absolutely not. It can just be not sanctioned by little faggot-ass kangaroos, who are the type of people who want to throw you in prison for life for not being pussy-whipped.